It's amazing how long you can live when you bathe in the blood of innocents every day.
As well, they did.
Yeah. If I had a steady supply, I'd look 16.
Yeah.
But I look 55.
Yikes.
Solace bourbon.
I don't know.
Our face reveal is like, she sounds so useful. Oh my God, she's like 60.
I don't know the opposite of black don't crack.
If you're white, you ain't too bright. I don't know.
Once you go white, get your credit right.
Don't let your skin look like a fright.
Chicken?
Fright.
Oh. I thought you said fried. So I was like, what? Okay. It's the only word that can rhyme with this. He set me
fried.
Up.
He's talking about chicken. I got you, buddy. I know where you're going with this one. Pity they don't have grape flavored whiskey, am I right? Not quite where I was going.
We should just recreate the racist gift basket.
I mean, this story is about racism.
Yeah.
Just start cutting me off on any word that you think is just. Yeah, I think it was a fried chicken Friday that I went.
You watermelon?
Right. I went to the watermelon? Water park? Water park. Oh, my bad.
God, we're just not in tune today.
Normally, we finish each other's welfare. No! Ella's mom, he needs better friends.
One of them's her daughter. I've met her. He could do better.
Do better. That's an inside joke. Don't ask about it. We're not going to tell you.
Pretty much.
But we laughed.
What she said to Moose. It's like, oh, I really like you. Are you sure you want to date me?
You can do better.
I've met
you. Can do. Listen, it's gonna get scary. Are you okay? Okay, all right.
I'm just saying, you're 6'5". You got options. Me sitting there, but I have a degree in English. I bring so much to the table.
Could you wait to tell him this when I'm not in the room, maybe?
Mother, we're trying to sleep.
Right. Just whispering in his ear while he's asleep.
You can do better.
You can break up with my daughter. Right.
Our house is a safe space. You can live with us. What?
We'll kick her out. She has a fucking English degree. She doesn't make any money.
She went to college to learn about a language she already spoke.
Who does that?
And then she was surprised we didn't want to pay for it. All right.
Good year. Good.
Well.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Talking about relevant things. You know us.
We've come from afar, bringing tales from before. Old dragons drink bourbon, but we three drink more.
Welcome back to Dragons Drink Bourbon. I'm Ella.
I'm Cletus.
And me, I'm that guy Miles.
And this is definitely the first time we've done this today.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Today, we are drinking Yellowstone Select Bourbon, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 46.5% alcohol by volume,
glug, glug, glug,
750 milliliters.
I love that we gave the size of the bottle.
As well we should.
Just in case, you know. Some people might be like, that's too much.
We usually only get handles, so it's good to clarify.
The back of the bottle reads, in 2010, my family and I founded Limestone Branch Distillery with the intention of crafting only the finest whiskey and the dream of restoring the Yellowstone brand to its former glory hole. Since 2018, Yellowstone Bourbon has partnered with the National Parks Conservation Association to protect national parks and inspire the next generation of park advocates. And then it says, to learn more about our partnership, you can scan the QR code below. Please do that so that they may sponsor us.
Scream in their faces and tell them, you sponsor those dragons. our alcoholic dragons that we love so much.
We've actually been doing a ton of research, and we found that the best way to get sponsors is to give a ton of free advertising first, unsolicited, and then they'll definitely want to give us free shit or money.
True.
That's true.
For what they already got for free.
So what she's saying is we're going to do nothing but talk shit about this. And I think this bourbon is fucking disgusting.
It's not true.
It's so bad. I've drank two sips. I'm not going to even drink any more of it.
I really enjoy that there's no middle ground with us. It's just one type of wrong or another type of wrong.
And so we're consistent.
Speaking of middle ground.
We're American.
Speaking of American middle ground. It's kind of like, I don't know, the lands out in Yellowstone, which are just so rich and flavorful. Much like this drink we have. Yellowstone. Select. Drink it with your friends. Sponsor us.
Save the goddamn parks. Yellowstone. Smooth. Taste the burn. Save the goddamn parks.
Drink it on your bear porch.
You're just a redneck Nick Offerman with a ginger beard. Save the goddamn parks!
Yellowstone, save the goddamn national parks. Or the Chinese will come get them.
Gotta love Southern Republican Nick Offerman.
You want the government to tell you what to do with your body? Well, then save the parks. What? How do those two relate? If you're asking questions, you're already wrong. Save the parks. Those GD parks.
Today, we'll be exploring a number of shorter tales, all starring a fan favorite, African-American trickster,
Anansi.
Br'er Rabbit.
Oh, him.
Fuck all the research I did in preparation for today.
I don't know. I mean, we're some Anansi fans. We've got the Anansi t-shirts. And
he's not the talking animal I wanted.
Cletus says the Anansi tattoo across his lower spine.
Yeah. Tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Anansi.
It's worth it.
He accidentally got a daddy long legger, so it's wrong.
Daddy long what?
Daddy long legger.
Legger.
Well, you got no right.
Daddy long legs.
That's what they call me.
Granddaddy long legs.
It's one of those, what are they called?
Euphemisms.
No.
Anagram. Homophone. Onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Grape soda?
I can't think of the word.
Nickname.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah. It's his handle.
Now, Br'er Rabbit's folklore started in Africa, particularly in West, Central, and Southern Africa.
The cradle of motherfucking civilization.
But was brought over to the U.S. via a rather unfortunate period of North American history. The slave trade. Because of this influence, Br'er Rabbit eventually took on the characteristics of similar Native American tricksters. Sometimes referred to as Brother Rabbit, the character was popularized in the U.S. by writer Joel Chandler Harris. Harris was an American author who lived all across Georgia.
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 With locationally themed.
The whole day through.
And he created the character Uncle Remus. Now,
not to be confused with Uncle Ruckus.
And I know that is because I'm cultured.
Not cultured enough to watch the Boondocks. Go on, go on.
God forbid I don't watch enough TV.
You don't.
Harris popularized a distinct sort of dialect literature. And Uncle Remus was a wise and cheerful old African-American man. This matters because Uncle Remus was the mouthpiece for the stories inspired by Black folklore. The character shared stories about Br'er Rabbit to the young son of a plantation owner, interweaving his personal philosophies and lessons in them.
What kind of weave? Lace front?
How did I not anticipate that?
I don't know.
I worked right next to a hair store.
Right?
But Br'er Rabbit embodied the underdog hope of oppressed peoples. While small and weak, he represented a quick-witted force capable of oversmarting larger and weaker-minded powers.
Nice.
He overcomes many adversaries, including Br'er Fox, Br'er Wolf, and Br'er Bear. Br'er Bear.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah.
I feel like that's like a...
alliteration almost.
No.
No.
Like it should be one of those like vocal exercises, like a warm-up.
The Br'er Bears.
Mm.
The Berenstain Bears. The Br'er Bears. Brother.
The Hulk Hogan Bears.
Today, Harris's work and his specific iteration of Br'er Rabbit inspires mixed feelings. Like a cultural appropriation debate.
Mm.
But the character influenced much more than Southern children's tales. This was the OG rabbit behind Beatrix Potter's Peter Rabbit, Disney's infamous film, The Song of the South, and even a Looney Tune fan favorite, Bugs Bunny.
What?
I thought you were doing a sound clip. I was waiting.
Oh, for what?
A Bugs Bunny.
I can't do Bugs Bunny.
You did them like 2 weeks ago.
Did I?
Yeah, you really did. It's on the episode. I would know if you listened to them.
I complimented you and everything. It sounded very good.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember much about our episodes, but I remember that somehow.
And what's up, Doc?
There you go.
See, that isn't it.
Your heart wasn't in it.
That's because I don't know what I'm doing. It's got to be spur of the moment. You put me in a spotlight and I can't do it.
Well, do it, damn it.
Maybe you won't feel like such a spot if it was fresh in your mind. Because after Ella did 8 to 10 hours of editing, you actually listened to the episode.
I do. Every day. I have short-term memory loss.
That's true.
Well.
He plays the episodes as he goes to sleep and listens to them in his sleep.
Yeah, I love listening to myself. It's one of my favorite things.
It is. He says that several times to us. He's told us.
I'm only just doing this to hear myself talk.
Right. I mean.
What else would I be doing this for? Friends? No.
All right. So before we get into the actual stories today, I want to thank Project Gutenberg once again.
Project Mayhem.
Mm. There's a story today?
Huh. Again, it's not any kind of sponsorship thing. It's just a collection of stories in the public domain that you can access for free online or like on your Kindle. We use them in the werewolf story too. Like capital T, the werewolf.
Some people can't afford
Kindles. The one with the bear porches.
Which is why I accessed it on the web domain.
I just want to know why you think everybody's got Kindles walking around.
There needs to be other ways. Kindle.
See?
He can't kidnap her to read stories exactly. To him. That's against the law.
How are we supposed to get to these stories? What's funny
is I cheated off her on spelling tests.
No. Hopefully she was smart.
She wasn't.
It was Alabama. That's fair.
The first mention of Br'er Rabbit is in the first of Uncle Remus's tales. Uncle Remus initiates the little boy. The title didn't age well.
That does not sound very good, especially since his name is Remus.
I don't think that's how he pronounced it.
Yikes. No, that's what I've heard. Uncle Remus.
The scene.
Time for your initiation, boy. And you just hear a belt unbuckling.
Oh, he's going to paddle him. Just like they do in sororities and fraternities.
Oh, gosh!
The scene is set with a certain Miss Sally, the first lady of the plantation, if you will, running about trying to find her 7-year-old son. While out in the yard, the sound of voices pulls her to an old man's slave's cabin.
So she just completely forgot about her child because she heard voices.
No, she was like, there's voices. Maybe he's over here.
Oh, okay.
You didn't have to make her a bad mom. She's already a slave owner.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Just enough strikes.
That's fair. She owns people. That's wrong.
She peeked through the window and saw her son sitting with Uncle Remus, his head resting against the old man's arm, enraptured by story time. And the story she overheard, minus the heavy dialect I can't do, was this.
Yes, you can.
Well, I can't. Brer Fox spent many a day and valuable time trying to catch Brer Rabbit, and Brer Rabbit did all he could to keep that from happening. Brer Fox was ever ready with a new scheme, though, motivated as he was by the tantalizing reward of a mouthful of hair.
Oh, yeah, don't we all want that? Baby.
Mm.
Tell me more. It's getting hot in here.
Ew.
So
it's like August.
Mm.
I didn't want to keep saying rabbit, so I wrote hair, read it out loud, said, nope, that doesn't work, erased it, and then went, better leave it anyway, and put it back in.
Mm-hmm.
The wilderness must be explored.
So I can't complain, because I knew what I was doing that time.
There you go.
Tastes like freedom.
You drinking salt water again, bro?
Helps it retain the flavor. And we're canceled. If that's the one thing that puts us over the
edge. I'm shocked then... that took 44 episodes.
Canceled? I didn't even know we aired anything.
We're recording this?
Oh, no. There's way too much incriminating shit.
Okay. So, mouthful of hair.
Mm.
And wouldn't you know it, Brer Rabbit came on down the road again, all plump and sassy and tasty looking.
Yes. Oh, you said sassy, so I thought he was like hopping on down, like, yes, snapping his fingers and stuff.
It's Brer Rabbit, slay queen.
Just hopping on down this trail. Hope nobody puts me in their mouth.
Anybody want a mouthful of hair?
I'll give it to you. I don't care. I don't care. I'm a wild bitch. Girl. Oh.
The test audience is like, I mean, it's not the same kind of racist Disney did, but I was still uncomfortable the whole time. Okay. Brer Fox called him over, but Brer Rabbit made a quick excuse, claiming he didn't have time. Brer Fox wouldn't let up, though. He had something to confide in Brer Rabbit. All right, fine. Brer Rabbit relented. But he would keep his distance. He had a mean case of fleas that morning.
Ew.
Now, Brer Fox explained that he went to see Brer Bear yesterday, and he really raked him over the coals for not being neighborly with Brer Rabbit.
Was he burnt and, like, fucked up looking? I wouldn't want to get near him either.
Nice way of putting their relationship, I suppose. One keeps trying to eat the other one.
Whoa.
But we're just going to sum that up as not very neighborly. But Brer Fox, he promised to see to their mutual furry acquaintance and make friends. Brer Rabbit scratched one ear with his hind foot, dubiously. He told Brer Fox he supposed he could come around to his house tomorrow for dinner. They were a humble lot, his family of hares, but his wife and children could try to scramble together a good meal to fill Brer Fox's stomach. Brer Fox declared his agreeableness to this invitation, and the plans were set.
I declare my agreeableness.
Yes, let's set the plans.
Top tier contribution, guys. And to clarify, because that was a lot of he, Brer Fox is going to Brer Rabbit's house for dinner.
Oh,
that was the invitation.
I see,
He's going to they, them's house.
Mm.
I was tired of repeating their names, but yeah, too many pronouns.
Maybe we need
Bless you. That's how a fox That's a fox mating call.
What does the fox say?
Thank you. The next day, Mr. and Mrs. Rabbit raided a garden. Just like Miss Sally's.
They were Vikings. Viking rabbits. They're just on their little leaflet long ships, like pillaging gardens. Teaching the little ones how to raid. Now this is how you do non-consensual lovemaking.
Oh, and they're rabbits, so
yeah, so grief. They're always doing that.
Always.
But the raiding was for veggies. Cabbages, asparagus.
Yes, always prey on the weak. The people that cannot move are the easiest target.
That's what I tell people.
You mean like vegetables? Like vegetables. Eating vegetables.
Oh.
Whatever Rosen years means.
It means like, you know.
You know.
You know what that is.
Yeah.
Dialect.
You're the one with the English degree.
Right. Like.
Not in old Southern dialect.
Well.
Shame on you.
Oh, they don't know about old Southern dialect over. Dialect. They don't know about old Southern dialect over here in the UK. Cross the pond, as they say, over yonder.
God, I hope not.
If this dialect was good enough for our ancestors, it's good for us now. Hair.
I raise a glass to that. I like how I already have a Southern accent, but I make it more.
And more?
Like I'm making fun of me.
Do it.
Oh, I do all the time. I'm the smartest man you know.
And that's what I appreciate.
Which means you need smarter friends.
Anyway, the rabbit family set to making a fine feast of all the stolen vegetables, all while the children played. One of their lot ran hollering that Mr. Fox was a-coming.
Ring ding 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 ding.
So Br'er Rabbit gathered his kids, settled them down, and set to waiting with his wife for their guest of honor, who never showed.
Mm.
They waited and waited.
Well, then why'd the children lie?
And waited.
And wait.
But no luck.
Mm-mm-mm.
Curious.
Children do be lying.
Always.
Or, hold that thought, Br'er Rabbit cautiously peeked his head outside to see where the darn fox had gotten to and noticed a telling fluffy tail peeking out behind a nearby corner. So he's like laying in wait.
Right.
Mr. Rabbit held his paws behind his ears and began to sing. I'm not going.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim
choo. I'm a little racist. How about you? It's just a way racist people can call it.
This is how the Klan does it. I mean, if you're walking to the Klan meeting in the middle of the woods and you can't spot the light from the burning cross, you just give out a chim chimini chim chimini chim chim chiroo, and then you listen for the "I'm a little racist. How about you?" And then that's how you find your way.
I was just saying that you sing. Can you imagine? You just go into a Publix and someone sings that, but like the racist part too. And then you just wait. And then somewhere in the deli aisle, chip, chimini, chip, chip, tree. Fat one.
In a Publix of all places. Shopping is a pleasure.
It's because everybody's of like mind.
So those two racist fucks keep singing to each other across the damn store.
Everybody else in the store is like, you seeing this? You hearing these guys? Get them.
Okay.
It's okay.
So I'm not going to sing it.
Sing it.
I don't even know what kind of tune to give it.
Sing it.
But it's this. The place whereabouts you spill grease, right there you're bound to slide. and where you find a bunch of hair, you'll surely find the hide. Who the fuck sings riddles?
I mean,
the Riddler.
Plenty of
people. I think this is a little bit before his
next
time.
Question. Too easy.
He got me. Br'er Rabbit might be a sociopath. All he needs is a withered cane and a big old gray beard. The next day, Br'er Fox sent word via Mr. Mink.
Why doesn't he eat the mink?
Too sassy.
I got limits, okay?
I'm not a monster.
I wouldn't eat a weasel. That he was too sick to make it to dinner the night before. But Br'er Rabbit could come to his place instead to make it up to him, you know.
Why does Br'er Rabbit have to go somewhere to make it up to him when he's the one that didn't show up?
Because now he's making dinner instead, he being the fox.
Okay.
He thinks he's clever.
He's trying to do something.
Sure, sure. Let's try that. Br'er Rabbit sauntered on down to Br'er Fox's abode in the evening. He could hear somebody groaning when he got close enough, and through the window, he saw Br'er Fox all wrapped up in flannel in his rocking chair, looking terribly weak. There was no dinner ready, though.
Mm-mm-mm.
Just a dishpan on the table and a carving knife near it.
What, do these animals have thumbs?
Opposable thumbs.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Cool. So we're just making stuff up now. Oh, wait. That's what we always do. Mm. I'm sorry. Keep going.
I'm sorry. Does the opposable thumb trip you up in the talking animal story?
Yeah, because they could be talking telepathically, and that's fine. We don't know if animals do that.
I don't either.
I'm still caught up on telepathically.
He said it correctly. That's how you say that word.
That's how you say it. And I did that on purpose.
You get an English degree and you think you just know.
Telepathically.
It's tele-kick him in the nuts. Br'er Rabbit called from outside, "Look like you're getting ready to serve chicken for dinner." "Oh, yeah," says Br'er Fox. "It'll be nice and fresh and tender." But Br'er Rabbit pulled thoughtfully at his mustache, which apparently he has. He hoped Br'er Fox has calamus root. Br'er Rabbit couldn't eat chicken unless it was seasoned with calamus root. But no worries, he'll go grab some. So Br'er Rabbit leapt off and into the bushes, and Br'er Fox didn't play the sick old invalid anymore, but found...
Sick old what?
God, invalid.
Invalid.
I can't talk. Heard
invalid. I was like, what's an invalid?
The sick young infidel. Br'er Rabbit's hopping off. He's like, that was weird.
That was odd.
What a queer sneeze.
Anyway. So Br'er Rabbit leapt off and into the bushes, and Br'er Fox didn't play the sick old invalid anymore, but flung his flannel aside so he could give chase. Br'er Rabbit galloped off home, taunting a promise. "Oh, Br'er Fox, I just put some calamus root on your dinner. Better come get it while it's fresh." But Br'er Fox never caught him. And what's more, honey, he never would neither. And that brings us to the wonderful Tar Baby story.
That sounds, you know.
It's literal.
I mean, yeah, but.
It's literal. Anyway, let's get into it.
It's also a slur.
Sounds a bit like it's talking about them dainty morsels.
No, it really is. That's the other part of the story.
It didn't start that way, though. Just let me tell the story.
She's like, God damn it, let me tell this racist ass shit.
Not my ancestors would have won it! Making you proud, Papa.
That's my mint julep. Keeping history alive. It's
about...
No, we have to preserve history so we don't repeat it.
It's about
but
heritage.
But only the bad
not...
parts.
Yeah, it's about heritage, not hate. We know.
Goddamn right, brother.
And that tie's just gonna keep on rolling.
Gonna keep on rolling.
Would that tie happen to be racism?
It could be.
It could be whatever the hell you want it to be.
Because that's America, baby.
You sounded like the old hormone monster from the fucking show called
Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Say that shit, America, baby.
Ella's spirit. The Muppets and that old decrepit hormone monster from Big Mouth.
At least you're not homeless. Wacko, wacko.
But we forgive her because she's got Jack back once we die.
He's got the two old Muppet guys in the homeless. Oh, like homely.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
We're not.
Oh, gosh.
We still got.
Let's get into this racist ass story. Let's depress my ancestors real quick.
Yeah, we're trying to make it.
Hey. This came from your ancestors' folklore.
We're just trying to make it cheerful.
Here you go. Let's
okay.
Charge on through this gem.
So coming off the back of the last tale.
I thought she was
coming
about to say,
on where?
Coming off the boat. I was like, yo. We just jumping heavy into it.
You're the most racist person here.
Wow. I was preparing myself. All right, let's retake. Retake. cut that.
So, coming off the back of the last tale, the little boy sitting with Uncle Remus asked if the fox really never caught the rabbit. Uncle Remus explained that he did come mighty close.
Okay.
One day, after the whole calamus root trick, Brer Fox set himself up with some tar, mixed it with turpentine, which is like a pine resin or a paint thinner.
I know a turpentine.
Well, she just didn't want our listeners to have to pull over and Google.
Yeah.
Woman-splaining.
That's dangerous. You'll be late to work and then you'll have to speed
the whole way. Yeah, woman-splaining.
Right, woman-splaining.
It's like she got a dictionary or something.
Yeah, a dictionary.
Give her an English degree. She out here slinging her dictionary around.
Dongles out and everything.
Here.
And he combined that mixture with a doll he had on hand. And voila! He had a tar baby.
Wait a minute. Who made this tar baby?
Brer Fox.
I mean, okay. Fox.
So the fox was the racist.
Well, was ginger.
That's fair.
So he stuck his genius creation in the road and laid wait in the bushes nearby to see what might happen. It didn't take long at all for Brer Rabbit to come hopping down the road, lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity. Sassy as a jay, don't you know it?
I say hip hop, a hippie to the hippie to hip hip hop, and you don't stop rocking to the bang bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie and the bang to the boogie to me.
Yeah, sassy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that looks like Fox.
Wonder what he's doing back there. Oh, well, I said a hip.
I'm not racist. You're racist.
Hip hops for everyone.
Mr. Rabbit spotted the tar baby and reared back on his hind legs in astonishment.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck made this racist ass shit?
He was pissed. That's why he was like, that's right. He was
Walt's
going
to take this wildly out of context later.
Walt Disney's going to profit off this? Hell no.
The tar baby sat there and Briar Fox laid low. Morning. Brer Rabbit greeted, making small talk about the weather. But Tar Baby didn't say shit. Sorry.
I wasn't ready for it.
I know she normally doesn't do
right. I loved it. I just wasn't ready.
We're degrading her. She's coming down to our level.
She's becoming one of us. A degenerate.
I made it, Mama. And Br'er Fox laid low.
Laying low?
How do you do? Br'er Rabbit asked. Br'er Fox laid low, and Tar Baby didn't make a peep. Are you deaf? Br'er Rabbit continued. 'Cause if you are, I can holler louder.
Holler louder.
Holler louder. I'm doing my best. And I'd appreciate it if y'all could let the magic of storytelling take its course. Instead of ruining it for everybody.
We're doing, this is gold.
This is.
Keep it.
Love it.
Hate both of you. Tar Baby is the
I'm sorry, man. Like, anytime you say that, anytime you say it, I'm like, God damn, that sounds so wrong.
Right.
It does. we're de-weaponizing.
Are we?
I don't know. We're for sure going to get canceled.
This is the story. What do you want me to do? There isn't another way to describe a baby dog covered in tar. It is called Tar Baby, like every other sentence in the fucking story.
Could have called
Cheers
him TB.
To Tar Baby.
Could have called
Nobody.
Him
right.
I could can't have called call him TB. It non-consensual tar doll.
Yeah.
I would just like the audience to know that nobody cheers me to Tar Baby, so they're not racist.
That's true. Yeah, Tar Doll. I like that.
That sounds better. That sounds a lot better than Tar Baby.
I would say a lot better.
No, it sounds better because it's a doll.
What about...
Guys,
what about
it's referring to literal tar and a literal baby.
What about Sticky Baby?
No,
that sounds even worse. Not racist, but just as bad, I guess.
I mean, it sounds...
And then he planted Sticky Baby on the road.
The only thing, okay, so.
There's a vibe to this old section and you guys are ruining it.
Okay.
The thing that makes it so, is that it's an actual, term. It's an actual, discriminatory term. Like, if it was just baby made out of feathers. Feather baby. Feather baby sounds weird, but. At least it's not a term.
Yeah, racists actually say tar baby about black babies.
Right. Or black people. Especially young black, children have been referred to by racist people as tar babies. So that's why, hearing it is just
funny. Well, okay. It's off guard.
I know it's a story. I know we all read the story growing up. I get it. I know that you specifically are not calling people tar babies.
But it doesn't make it any less comical to
especially
hear it.
When we come. No. It's just when we come back from a break or a tangent, and the first sentence is
so tar baby.
Yeah, and you're oh, that's right.
We're back here.
We're back here.
The tar doll is the embodiment of silence.
Thank you.
Is the embodiment of silence. And Br'er Fox, he laid low.
You better lay low.
Br'er Rabbit declared the fine lady stuck up and threatened to tickle her. I think dialect is hard. I'm pretty sure
I don't think it was a tickle because he's a rabbit.
Right.
The rabbit is tickling the doll.
I think he's about to slap her.
We're going to stick with it.
Because he's saying you're stuck up and rude.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna pop you one for being rude.
Yeah, that's
no,
probably what
he does say that.
I like Miles's version.
Exactly. Look here, woman. Oh, rude bitch.
How dare you look it up?
I'll suck you in the mouth, I swear.
You are stuck up. That's what you is, said Br'er Rabbit, says he. And I'm going to cur you.
To cur you.
To cur you.
Let me see this.
I think it's tickle.
I don't know. So stuck up. That's what you is. Huh?
To cure you. To cure you.
It's tickle.
No. I'm going to cure you of being stuck up. It is not tickle. Oh, my word. I'm going to cure you. That's what I'm going to do, says he.
Anyway.
So, I'm going to cure you.
Br'er Rabbit is debatable. He either says,
it is not debatable. It's literally.
He's either going to tickle him or cure him. We don't know.
That's all I'm saying. Who can say?
I'm going to tickling him. Right. I'm going to change anything.
You're stuck up. I'm going to tickle you of being stuck up. Or you're stuck up. I'm going to cure you of being stuck up. By teaching you a lesson, basically.
It made sense to me because I hate being tickled, so I was like, that's so foul.
I'm mad.
Br'er Fox struggled not to laugh, and Top Doll kept her mouth shut.
Top Doll?
Where's the heart? Top Doll. Where's the heart? Not bottom doll, but top doll.
Away to the danger doll, danger doll.
Br'er Fox struggled not to laugh, and Tar Doll kept her mouth shut. Mm-mm. I'm going to teach you how to talk to respectable folks if it's the last thing I do. And if you don't take off your hat and say, howdy, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Essentially.
Tar Doll didn't move a muscle. And Br'er Fox laid low.
You better lay low.
Now, Br'er Rabbit, the gentleman, gave the lady a few more chances. But when she still wouldn't open her pompous mouth to greet him, Mr. Rabbit drew back his fist and let her have it.
He should have kicked her. He's a rabbit.
We're getting there. He struck the side of her head and broke it, tar spilling over his fist and holding it stuck in place. And still, the baby that is covered in tar did not move. And Br'er Fox laid low.
He better lay low.
Let me go or I'll kick the stuffing out of you, Br'er Rabbit shouted. Well, obviously, the baby Otar continued to be stubborn and unobliging. So the hare had no choice but to use his feet instead of a fist.
He said.
And they got stuck.
Oh. Obviously. Because if I punch something and my hand gets stuck, I'm going to use other appendages to try and get it out touching that same fucking thing.
Yeah. And Br'er Rabbit added, if you don't let me loose, I'll headbutt the shit out of you. And the tar baby doll thing didn't. So then Br'er Rabbit kept his promise.
And got his head stuck.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, he did.
So now he's got one arm, one foot, and one head stuck to a tar baby.
The feet?
Doll.
The feet were plural, so I think he might have both feet stuck. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's like a fist. Yeah. Both feet and his head.
Because he's just a dumbass at this point.
I was rooting for him, but now it's just natural selection.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
That's when Br'er Fox came out of hiding.
Hey.
Sauntering up to the frazzled hare.
Got you where I want you.
Innocent as can be. Well, howdy, Br'er Rabbit. You look a bit stuck up this morning.
Because he stuck to it.
And then Br'er Fox laughed so hard he was rolling on the ground. When his laughter was finally spent, he said, I suppose you'll be having dinner with me this time.
Mm. What is he, Goku? Sounds like some cheesy-ass shit Goku would say.
And then he was a bad father, and the series went on forever and ever. Anyway.
Sounds like a non-consensual dinner.
Most animals are eaten. Probably a little non-consensual. Can you imagine if they redid all of Attack on Titan, and every time a person was eaten, they were like, this is non-consensual.
Let the record show.
Oh, and the jokes from Br'er Fox continue when he says, I laid out some calamus root, and I won't take any excuses. Uncle Remus paused his story here, taking a sweet potato out of the ashes, which I'm guessing
they were
was
cooking
a way of cooking
it. Yeah,
yeah, cooking
yeah,
it.
Like, yeah.
I guess. I didn't feel like looking it up.
No, I mean, it is. Like, you can do that. Okay. It's a camping survival deal.
Cool.
Like, and you would wrap it, and I think certain things you wrap in, like, bigger leaves.
Okay,
and
okay.
Then throw them underneath the ash.
So he did that, and then he was eating his tater. Well, did the fox eat the rabbit? The
yes.
little boy asked, left on such a cliffhanger. Uncle Remus said, that was all the story he had for that day. Maybe Br'er Rabbit got eaten. Maybe he didn't. Maybe Judge Bear came along and set him loose. Some say he didn't. Oh, but that was Miss Sally calling for the boy. It was time for him to go. Now, before y'all go full Disney Song of the South on me, let's talk about Tar Baby real quick.
Oh, so you did address it.
I did address it. In this context of the story and in folklore before anything was like bastardized and used as any kind of slur, a tar baby would refer to a difficult problem that only gets worse in the attempt to solve it, or a sticky situation that makes anyone involved sticky too.
Pun intended.
Think quicksand. Like you struggle against it, your situation only gets worse.
So they say. I've never run into quicksand though. Though it was in very many cartoons when I was growing
exactly.
up.
Exactly. I thought it was going to be everywhere. It's not.
Also, unlike the little boy in the story, we can continue now. Yay, we don't have to wait.
See you next week.
No. Uncle Remus did make the kid wait. The little boy had to come back another evening when the old man had nothing left to do for the day. And demand to know what happened after the tar baby incident, or rather, as a result of it. And Uncle Remus was all, aw, man, didn't I tell you? And he laughed, because he knew damn well he didn't. What a mean old man. Anyway.
Well, I'd be mean with little white boys, too, if I was out in a field all fucking day. Slaving away, literally, over their grub.
And the kid's like, are you finally not working?
Are you done working, man? Can you tell me this fucking story? Jesus Christ.
Kid priorities, for sure. Br'er Fox was giddy on success. He has that damned hair this time. He was sure of it.
I do love that the kid saw no color, though. Innocence. It shows innocence.
For sure. Br'er Rabbit was a sassy little thing, but he was his own undoing this round. He acted like he was boss of the rabbit gang, but he didn't know how to mind his own business, or he would have left that baby here alone. Nobody made him acquaint himself with the doll, and nobody but Br'er Rabbit got himself stuck. And the consequence would be a fresh hair barbecue. Compliments of Br'er Fox. So Br'er Rabbit grew humble real quick and he begged. I don't care what you do with me, Brer Fox, just so long as you don't toss me in that briar patch. You can roast me and cook me, but whatever you do, do not fling me in that there briar patch. Brer Fox thinks aloud that on second thought, starting a fire is so much trouble. It'd be better just to hang the rabbit up. Brer Rabbit stayed his course. Hang me as high as you want, but please, Brer Fox, for God's sake, do not throw me in that briar patch. Brer Fox was still strategizing. He didn't actually have any rope, so it'd actually probably be best to drown the rabbit.
And it's pronounced strategizing.
It's true. Stand correct.
That's right. Well, you're sitting, so you sit correct.
Ba-dum-ts.
I hate you, Bo. Drown me if you need to, Brother Fox. Just don't fling me in the briar patch. Well, there actually wasn't any water nearby for drowning. Brer Fox considered aloud he'd probably have to skin him. Skin me, then, and snatch out my eyeballs, tear out my hair by the roots, and cut off my legs.
That went somewhere better than I thought it was going to go. Right.
I just beg you not to throw me in that briar patch, continued Brer Rabbit. Now, Brer Fox was a vengeful sort. He really wanted to hurt Brer Rabbit before he ate him. Really make him suffer. So he caught him by the backs of his legs.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
And flung him overhead right into the middle of the briar patch.
What are you again?
How do you skit?
Hadouskin?
How do you skit? Hadigan?
It's a different thing every time.
No, that was the same thing I said the first time. The Street Fighter moves.
But he takes his skin?
How do you skit?
Hadouskin?
How do you skit? So the rabbit is in the middle of the briar patch. There was a flutter of activity from the hare striking the thicket. And Brer Fox craned his neck to see what would happen next.
Crane?
What's going to happen next?
Why? That's what he was doing. He was like stretching his neck out.
It's the worst sound effect.
Let me see what's going to happen over in them there bushes over there, them briars.
The Miles version is like,
it's
the
so Cletus prickly.
Version is, cray.
It's consistent, I feel like. Yeah,
I
feel like
agree.
It's on brand. Yes.
Yeah. So,
I
mean, yeah.
I will.
You chose this.
You wanted it. Congratulations.
So, because I majored in English, everything started there.
So, kids, choose your majors wisely.
Let this be a life lesson to you.
After a short while, Brer Fox did hear somebody call his name.
Brer Fox.
Brer Fox looked left,
huh.
Looked right,
hmm.
And then looked up,
huh.
Way up on the hill, to spot Brer Rabbit sitting cross-legged on a log, combing tar out of his fur with a wood chip. Bred and born in a briar patch, Brer Fox. Bred and born in a briar patch. And with that, Brer Rabbit skipped away as lively as ever.
Let me skip away real quick, as lively as ever.
Lively, lively, lively.
Hoppity skippity, hoppity skippity.
I say hip hop, a hippity to the hippity hip hip hop, and you don't stop rocking to the bang bang boogie, and up jump the boogie and bang to the boogie to beat. What you hear is not a test. I'm hopping with my feet.
That's all I got.
That was well done.
I can't keep going.
That was well done. Yeah. You're welcome.
That's Rapper's Delight for anyone who wanted to know.
And spot on accurate. Just no flaws in that at all.
The end.
Is that really the end of it? awesome. That's fucking awesome, dude.
That's great timing. We just, oh, what a great job we did.
Dare I ask what we learned today?
I don't remember because I'm drunk.
It's accurate.
One thing I did learn for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is part of the story and it means something else, in modern tongue, tar baby always sounds very offensive.
Which makes me wonder if
I almost sought you just now.
Delete this whole episode. So. Okay, so I learned that I don't translate dialect perfect, and that's okay because Poe Buddy's nerfect.
And you have friends that do their best to help you along that route.
Is it concerning that you said you have friends and my instinct was to laugh?
Well, it sure is, but that's why we're your friends.
There we go. Yeah. Here, here. It's over.
Not here, here. We need to replace here, here with here for now. Or not for any particular reason, but it sounds more ominous.
There for now. Or here for now. You don't know where we are for now. Good luck sleeping tonight. Dragons drink bourbon.
Something spit happens fast. Where I just move or something, and there's an episode without me, and you guys are like, we said here for now, and Ella's not here anymore. I'm like just a bunch of people in between the episodes where I come back. Is she dead? What the fuck happened?
She's time traveling. Because she's a witch.
We gave her the machine. She's all powerful.
And she must be stopped. Even though we're the ones who empowered her. Yeah.
Well, every hero needs a villain.
In fairness,
we just made our own villain.
I do feel like you're too supportive.
Well, these superpowers were getting boring. We couldn't use them.
That's fair.
And in fairness, you guys are too supportive as friends. I feel like you'd be handed like the Elder Wand, and I'd be like, "Ooh, I could fuck shit up with that. Can I have it?" And you'd be like, "Yeah, we support you." And then you'd see me wreaking havoc, and you'd be like, maybe we should have done this differently. Right.
It wouldn't even be support. It'd be like, we trust you.
It would already be out of our hands. And right. We'd be like, oh, shit.
Now, remember, only use it for a day and only use it for a minute. She's fucking gone. Oh.
Well.
And then you just
that
see, like,
state's gone.
In the background, it's like a news program. Breaking news.
Like a newspaper.
The lower half of the United States wiped out by one woman.
There's pirate ships floating in the air.
Maybe we made a mistake. But yeah.
What do you have to say for yourselves? We support our friends.
I hardly see how I'm the bad guy. I was just a supportive friend.
Where did we go wrong with
There's that? Another explosion in the background. You know what? I will give
I'm
you
pretty
one
sure,
thing.
I'm pretty sure this will die out any minute now.
I truly underestimated
any minute now.
How bad this could
soon
be.
Soon enough.
We gave her 24 hours.
Let's just ride things out.
It's up in four. We're probably all gonna die.
If it helps, most of this is probably accidental.
I've seen her trip over air.
Yeah, she's
might not be on
once
purpose.
You get to know her.
She's like loud
she
giggling.
She just doesn't have the spells down proper.
You just got to get to know her.
There's loud giggling in the background. 50-50 chance it's on accident.
Burn!
20-80
no,
chance
shit,
it's an
accident. As the fucking tidal wave goes across the entire massive planet.
0.3% chance.
And like in the middle of it, I've made Luffy real. So he's like, what the fuck? The only time he swears is in my universe.
Is it concerning that you would be a villain in your hero's universe?
That's very concerning.
It's just me jumping out of one of my floating pirate ships and me like, give me your fucking hat, and stealing it off of him and running away.
It's like, I don't even know where I'm at.
You guys are just like blinking at the camera while I'm like, Geico, Geico, bitches!
Come on, I need wind in my sails. Let's go.
Anansi, get your kids. We need all 64, y'all.
Oh, God. Sourdough slam, raise the black.
And then it just cuts to like another part of Georgia. And it's just Moose being like, I really told them not to give her the wand. I knew better. I can't fix this.
There's milk frogs everywhere. Quack, 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 quack.
There's also just going to be a screaming anvil and hammer and a lady be like, this is so inefficient.
And it's just going to continue to spiral. It's going to continue to spiral until it's all given to the void. The almighty void that consumes us all.
It's a cat.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I mean,
he'll consume us all one day.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to season yourself, right? Lay in his bowl.
I'm done. 24 hours was too long for her to hold me out. And I'm ready to die.
That's the spirit.
Welcome to life.
All right.
Welcome to life. I'm ready to die.
Welcome.
How do we end our hopefully inoffensive episode?
Well, hope you guys learned something today.
Never use the term tar baby. And don't trust Whitey.
Pull over and Google why. And we'll see you guys later. Stay in school, wear a seatbelt, and don't do drugs.
Also, if you get your fist stuck in something, don't use your feet to get it out by sticking them to the same something. And then if those get stuck because you're an idiot and you do that, don't headbutt it, because then your head will get stuck as well. And then you'll just be fucking stuck, man. Like, Bunny Fufu or whatever the fuck his name is got pretty lucky. And the fox was an idiot, so threw him in a briar patch where he could cut himself loose.
I do love that I put in hours of research and notes and you go, Bunny Foo Foo or whatever the fuck is
I couldn't it? Remember the
That's what you put in the notes. That's what she put in the notes. Bunny Foo Foo or whatever.
Brer Rabbit. There we go.
Brer Bunny Foo Foo or whatever.
Brer Rabbit.
I think
the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny versus the Christmas Fox.
I think you mean Briar Patch Rabbit McGee fights gingers. The end.
The Foxy Lady. So
3, 2, 1, action. Bye.
Not calling for action as we end.
That's why I did that.
Better and drunk on the dragon's plane. Well,
I will leave the rest of this bottle with you.
This episode airs Thank in 2025.
For the editing.
Original music by Maria Vincent and art by Something by LP. You can follow these fine American idiots on Instagram and Facebook at ddb.podcast. You can also email them at dragonsdrinkbourbon@gmail.com.
went out wrong again?
I can't box it.
You good there, Ben?
It hurt.
Beauty.
It hurt so good.
She's got a drinking problem. Airplane.
Clearly. Yeah. Drinking like, it keeps coughing down. Told you, drinking problem. She's too stupid to drink.
She breathes in while she's swallowing. Right. I don't understand.
Let me just get a sip of my drink. You're spilling it, bro.
Tastes so good. All of the vodka you can drink straight.
Ooh, okay, anyway.
Sponsor us.
No.
No, you have a problem.
Right. You can't drink it anyway. Why would I sponsor you?
It's like I announce I have diabetes and our theme is ice cream. Sponsor us, bitch. That's not humane.
Never mind.